I actually wanted to ask you about the word engage, because it's used in various phrases to describe the university during this 50th anniversary. So we have engaging the world, engage with us, Canada's leading engaged university. What university purpose is served by using the word engage?
Well, I can't speak for Petter, but you must remember he was a politician. I mean, he was the Dean of Law at Victoria, but he was also a major politician. And he's very much a politician. From the time he came, he made a big issue right from the very beginning that Simon Fraser would engage with the province, with the communities. I think it, in a way, does come from the origins of SFU. I went to, for my graduate work, I went to the School of Oriental and African Studies in London, which is a college of the University of London, to study linguistics. And when I was appointed to UBC afterwards, I wanted to study a local Indian language. And UBC wouldn't teach a credit course anywhere off campus, even downtown. And there was great unhappiness in the province about this. And the vice president at UBC wangled through the Senate permission for me to go to Prince George and study one of the local languages and teach three credit courses, which the school board wanted for teachers. And the school board would pay UBC my salary and provide me with accommodation and a car. And I would teach those courses and work on the local Indian language. I wanted to see if I could be what we call a field linguist. And after a year and two summers, I decided I wasn't going to be a field language. I was quite good at the grammar, but I was hopeless at the phonology. And so I decided to switch and spend my time on English. But being in Prince George that year, I learned a lot about the hostility to UBC for not teaching credit courses. The prairie universities had all been much better funded than UBC because the prairies had developed trade with Britain, especially on wheat and so on, in the 19th century. So they were much better off than BC. I think I've told you, BC only exported canned salmon and timber after the gold rush. And timber they wouldn't cut to British sizes. British sizes are 2x4 is 2x4, whereas here it's 1¾ and so on. And we wouldn't cut to that size until Kerner came in. I'd learned a lot there about the hostility in BC to UBC.
Because they weren't bringing courses out to the communities.
And during the 30s, of course, UBC was bankrupt. The professors cut the grass with scythes, you know, and the government hired the head of BC Electric, which was a private company then, to study it. And in 1932, he recommended closing UBC. He said UBC could get all the graduates it needed from the prairies. And of course, they had law, we didn't have law, and so on. So I'd learned about this hostility and about the needs. And that was something I took to the MacDonald Report, actually. And so I was quite sympathetic. But to be fair to the government, it wasn't really until the enormous increase in enrollment that was expected in 1965 that there was really political pressure on the government to do more and to support UBC more too.
Do you think this is a particularly appropriate slogan for our branding in this time of SFU's history?
I was a university president before fundraising became a major affair. I did some, but I never liked it. And I sympathize with the presidents. I wish, personally, that Simon Fraser hadn't, in recent years, tried so much to project itself as being sympathetic to the province, whereas UBC isn't. I mean, UBC has become much more engaged now, but it does recognize that it was not only, UBC was not only Vancouver-based very much, but also it was a class thing. UBC students were overwhelmingly middle class, and from the Vancouver area. If they came from the rest of the province, they tended to be either very good students who wanted to come, or from the families of people who were relatively well off in the province. Mm-hmm. And so there was a need for other things, and there was a great need for things like the community colleges. Grade 13 had not really been taught in Vancouver or Victoria. There was a grade 13 in both places, but it was essentially for vets after the war. Otherwise, grade 13 was taught outside the Lower Mainland. And their students didn't do well at UBC. We wrestled and wrestled with whether we should increase the admission requirement. But if we did, we were going to say that 50% from grade 13 is not the same as 50% from first year at UBC. And that would have been very unpopular. So we wrestled with it. We put Alberta's up because we found that Alberta pretended that grade 12 was the same as our first year. And they nearly all failed. And so we just jacked it up, and there weren't many people involved. But we were nervous about BC. But it was quite clear that grade 13 had some good work and produced some good students. But on the whole, grade 13, especially in science, wasn't the equivalent of first year UBC. And so UBC was quite happy when we said the community colleges. And the engaged, I don't know how well it goes down, but certainly Petter from the beginning has emphasized that Simon Fraser is serving the province, mm-hmm. with the implication that UBC hasn't.
I wonder part of the engaged theme has to do with SFU being a land owner and land developer, and the kind of relationship that it had to develop with the city of Burnaby.
Could be, because that was always a problem at UBC. You know, UBC had always thought that it had control of the endowment lands, and it never did. And
that certainly developed as a problem between SFU and the city as
yeah,
well.
I think yeah. so. Yeah. But I know Petter enough that we recognize one another and so on. And I kidded him about delaying the 50th anniversary because actually, if you are mathematically inclined, the 50th anniversary was last year.
That's right.
And
yes.
So when I first saw him, I said, I know why you've delayed it a year. Oh, he said, why? I said, well, last year you were 26th of the British survey of the 100 best universities in the world under 50 years old, and you're just trying to sneak in another year. Oh, no, he said, no, no.